Today's question is about why we roll to our right side after Shavasana. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us from Isabel from email, and she says, I have a question I've been meaning to ask you. Why, after lying down, do we need to roll up on our right side? Since it's always the right, I wonder why it can't be our left. Thanks, Melissa. Isabel. So this is a great question. The reason why we roll to our right side after lying down, after getting up from Shavasana, is actually three reasons after I did some research on it. The first reason is physiological. Your heart is on the left side of your body. When you roll to your right side, your heart remains open and free of pressure. Your heart also remains above your other organs on your right side, leaving less weight on your heart. This means less pressure after Shavasana. Pausing on the right side allows your natural blood pressure to reach its potential homeostasis. Number two, energy channels. Rolling to your right keeps your Ida Nadi, one of your main channels of prana or life force, which corresponds to cooling energy, active and helps to keep your body calm as you come up to sitting. The left side of your body is your yin side. Lying on your right side allows you to continue to breathe through your left nostril. I'm going to have to correct that in my show notes because it says your right nostril. So got to remember to do that. And continues the relaxing effect. Number three, spiritual and ritual. In India, it's considered auspicious to enter a holy space with your right foot. In many parts of the world, we greet each other by extending our right hands. The right side represents the east, and so rolling towards the east or the rising sun is symbolic of asking for blessings of grace and bliss. Now, there is one exception to the rule. If you are pregnant, you should roll to the left. And the reason for that is it increases blood flow and nutrients to the baby. So if you have any questions or comments, you can leave them in the comments below. And if you like this video, give it a thumbs up. Thanks for a great question, Isabel.
For more tips on how to take your yoga off of your mat and into your life, visit askmelissawest.com and have Melissa's videos delivered directly to your inbox. While you're there, ask Dr. Melissa West a question. She may answer your question on an upcoming episode of Living Your Yoga.